I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. soccer team defeated Iran 1-0 on Tuesday, advancing to the knockout stage of the World Cup. But a shadow hangs over the games held in the small Middle Eastern country of Qatar. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the economy of Qatar is powered by immigrant workers.
Many from Asia, many from Africa, and many of those are Christians. Now, most of the talk about the World Cup as it relates to human rights has been in relation to the workers who were hired to build the stadiums, who were hired to build the hotels and the roads and everything needed to put on the cup. And some of the working conditions there were very difficult and very bad for those people.
Qatari Christians face persecution from both their families and the government. Ask God to give them boldness as they share Jesus' story. And daily Russian bombings in Ukraine threaten Europe with another wave of refugees. More than 50% of the national power grid remains offline, and winter is settling in. As hundreds of people move from east to west, archaic infrastructure threatens to collapse. In partnership with Child Evangelism Fellowship, local churches give gospel backpacks to kids in need. The backpacks contain snacks, water, and three CEF booklets. CEF's Bogdan Basara describes how the hope of Christ shines in Ukraine.
I took 2,000 backpacks to Lviv, and as we were unloading the car, we have heard sirens announcing that there could be a possible attack of rockets. The shelter happened to be also a local evangelical church. So within a few minutes, we had maybe over 100 people sitting in the church, and the pastor could come and preach the gospel.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.